Well. Happy New Year. Last week, Brother Grant spoke, but I don't consider that the first message of the new year. This is the first message of the new year. Now, I'm sitting in my seat and I'm saying, what am I going to say to my brothers and sisters at Good Tidings? First, last Monday night, there was an accident that happened on a football field. Now, one third of America watches American football. The world watches soccer. But do you know what happened last Monday became global? Everybody's talking about what happened last Monday. And I'm saying to myself, how did they know about it? Word, move along. You go into the offices and everybody's talking about number three, Damon Hamlin. Not only that, everybody's praying. And I'm saying, when things are going well, nobody prays. God is there ready to answer my requests. So I have a message this morning, and I'm asking you to listen. Please don't go to sleep. If I ask you the question, this is 2023, and everybody has a calendar, and everybody marking their calendar what they're going to do in January, in February, and so on. If I said to you, if you knew that Jesus Christ was coming tonight, what would you do? What would you do? Now, a lot of people would say, I'm going to church. I'll be found in church. Some people would say, I'm going to spend my money before he comes. But seriously speaking, if you knew for sure that Jesus is coming tonight, what would you do? Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to read verse 37 and 38. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry or delay. Verse 30, it says, now the just shall live by faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Peter, as he writes this epistle, he says, this is the second time I'm writing to you. The second time. And I'm writing to you for a particular reason. You know what the reason is? I'm going to stir up your pure minds. In 2 Peter chapter 1, Second Peter chapter 1, he writes in verse 12, for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it right, as long as I'm in this tent or body, to stir you up by reminding you. Then in verse chapter 3, verse 1, he says, beloved, and notice carefully, Peter is writing to Christians. He says, I write to you the second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. I want to remind you that you may be mindful of the words that were spoken before by the holy prophets and have the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. He wants to remind us. And we need to be reminded as Christians that in a little while, he that shall come will come and won't delay. You see, we do a lot of calculation. It was told that God created the world in 6 days. And so Peter says, one day is like 1,000 and 1,000 as one day. So we got into the human calculation that says, if God created in 6 days, then 4,000 years before Christ came and 2,000 years since he came, therefore, he should be coming back now. 6 days, 6 years, 6,000 years. And so we get into all these calculations. I'm sure you remember one of our brother who went into detail using trigonometry and all that other stuff. But he was wrong. He was wrong. Notice one thing. God's time is not our time. And I think sometimes as Christians, we become very impatient because we keep saying, Lord Jesus, how long? But the Bible says, in a little while. In a little while. You know, I was thinking about this. In order to have wine, you must have a seed planted in the ground, wait for the germination and the growth, then you pick the grape, crush it, and all that various method before it becomes wine. It takes a little while. Jesus, in the wedding at Canaan, in about a few minutes, he says, take the water to the governor. And what? It became wine. So our time and God's time is not the same. It's not the same. The prophets wrote in the Old Testament that Jesus will come again. They wrote that he was coming the first time, and they also wrote that he's coming a second time, even though they didn't understand fully well. In Isaiah 13, verse 6, it says, well, for the day of the Lord is at hand. At hand. Now, when Isaiah is writing, he's saying, now is at hand. In verse 9, it says, behold, the day of the Lord comes. In verse 11, it says, I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. In Ezekiel 30 and verse 3, it says, for the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. So the prophets wrote that the Lord Jesus Christ, though not mentioning by name, that he would come again. Even though they were talking about him coming the first time, they're also talking about him coming the second time, and it was near. Now, how do you figure this out? 2,000 years since he left, and we're all saying Jesus is coming again. When? A little while. 2023, what is your expectation? We have plans going all the way down to Christmas of 23. Is it possible that Jesus could come this year, this month, today? That's why the writer of Hebrews, and I'm not going to say who wrote it. We have a little misunderstanding, but whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, it says that holy men moved by God wrote. And he says, the just shall live by faith. So believers, Peter says, I want to remind you, just in case you forget, we should be talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ daily. It has an effect on us, I want you to know. So when I read a verse, for yet a little while, he who will come and not delay. You notice there's time. Yet a little while, that's time. And then the promise is he will come. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, beloved? The apostles, Peter says, the prophets wrote. He says also that the apostles wrote. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 52, it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Revelation 22:7 says, behold, I come quickly. So if you're wondering, what does this mean, a little while? It means soon. Remember the song, soon and very soon? Soon and very soon. We need to, as Christians, comfort ourselves with the understanding that in a little while, I don't know if I'm going to see February. I might just put this in because this is necessary. We talk about the coming of the Lord, but also, you know, and I know that before he comes, we can go, which is possible, more possible. And we've seen in our assembly many who have gone home to be with the Lord. So there's two things. One, in a little while, he will come. In a little while, and you may go. So guess what? The exhortation is be ready. Be ready. You know, we as Christians today, we're so happy to bring in a new year, and we're so caught up in this world's affair that sometimes I'm wondering if we really, truly believe that Jesus is coming again. You know, the scoffers, they said, this world been going on for a long time. Where is the promise? And they saying that sometimes have the believer shaken. We've waited a long time. Where is he? Is he coming? in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You know, Peter says to the scoffers and to us, by the word of God, the heavens and the earth, the world was made. By the same word of God, the world then was destroyed. And he says, by the same word, this current world is preserved for destruction. You know, sometimes we become so earthly minded that we are always planning about going to Brazil. Some of us have put in our vacation for August. Some of us put in our vacation for November. And you say, well, we should be wise. We should plan for tomorrow. But do we really plan for the coming of the Lord? Which is far better. Who wants to get up each morning? When you listen to the news, it's a horror story. My wife was telling me this morning that there was this young girl who stabbed her sister or something like that, or stabbed a teacher. Every morning there's evil, killing. Everything is happening there. Who wants to be here? I want to go home. Now, people laugh at me when I say I want to go home and say, how could you? You haven't even done your will. I want to go home. And I know in a little while, whether he comes or I go, I want to go home. Now, God's time. 1,000 years or one day? We look at, by the way, do you realize how fast last year went? I remember when I was younger, I waited for Christmas. I waited for Christmas. Now, before you blink, it's Christmas. So, time for us. We thought it was long, but now we realize time is short and moving fast in a little while, which is God's time. And it could be that the Lord will remain and not come for another 1,000 years. Who knows? But guess what? We are given 70 years, maybe 80. Brother Cato got some brata. But nonetheless, whether the Lord come or we go, in a little while. Saints, we get distracted because the devil is very busy giving us this understanding that we should keep ourselves concern about today and tomorrow in this world and what we're going to get and what we're going to have and so on. But Peter says, I want to remind you. Remember, in a little while. Mark says that the Lord says, no one knows the day or the hour. But we know he's coming back, and he's coming back soon. Jesus says in John chapter 14, he says, I go. And he says, the word of the Lord, I will return. And he's not just returning, he's coming for us. Beloved, those of us who have been born of God, and have eternal life.
So the promise is true. The promise is true. He who is coming will come and will not delay. He will come, certainty, certainty. He will not delay. He's coming soon.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. God always fulfills his promise. You remember in Galatians 4:4, it says, and the fullness of the time was come. The fullness of God's time. The Lord Jesus came the first time. And he says, in a little while, and the Lord Jesus is going to come again. Now, when Jesus was leaving, he went to the Mount of Olives with his disciples in Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. And he says, or the angels said to the men, the disciples, why are you looking up into heaven? He says, this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven, certainty, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Jesus is coming back. And for those who are Christians, I repeat, that's all I can do is remind you, he's coming back for those he redeemed by his blood. This one we all know, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16. For the Lord himself. Remember it says, in a little while, he who will come. Who is he? The Lord himself. He's not sending Gabriel, and he's not sending Moses, he's not sending anyone. He's coming himself. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God. He's coming. He said it. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4 says, see, if I told you that he's coming, you may not want to believe me, but the word of the Lord says, when Christ, who is our life, Christ is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Philippians 3 and verse 20. You don't belong here, Christians. Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I think we have enough scripture that points to the certainty of the coming of the Lord. So the exhortation, listen carefully what Peter says. Verse 11, he says, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons, beloved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? You know what Titus says? Titus says, divine grace came. Teach us. Deny ungodliness and worldly lust, believers. We deny them. We should live sober, righteous, and godly. So Peter says, I want to remind you, in a little while he's coming. Therefore, live holy lives. Live godly lives.
Look at verse 13. It says, we're looking. Verse 14 says, we look, verse 14. Oh, here it is, verse 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent. Verse 17. Don't let anyone cause you to fall away from your steadfastness. And now this is a verse that we quote so often. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, we should what? Grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. So I write here, believers, wait with patience. Look with excitement. Watch with anticipation. Patience, looking, watching. Listen to this. Live this day. Live this day in the light of that day. Live this day in the light of that day. Do you believe Jesus is coming? Do you really, really believe Jesus is coming? I don't think you do. I don't think you do. We say it, but I don't think you do. I asked a question. I'm finished now. I asked a question. If you knew that Jesus was coming today, what would you do? Would your life change? Would you change what you're doing? Yes, you would. So the question is, do you really believe that Jesus is coming soon? 2023 is here with us. We're making all kinds of plans. Plan for his return. Please, plan for his return by living godly lives for the glory of God. Brother Winston?